I'm in awe. What a production shot. This is Stephanie J. Block as Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard at the Kennedy Center in Washington. What a photo.
So I have tickets to see Stephanie J. Block in Sunset Boulevard next month, and all of these videos that are dropping of her Norma Desmond.
So I have a pro tip. If you have the means to do it, especially if you are flying 3,000 miles for the sole purpose of seeing one person perform in a musical for like a week only, limited engagement. If you have the means to do it, buy like the best ticket you possibly can, like the closest to the stage that you can, even if it's in the wings. Do it.
Stop scrolling and watch this. Stephanie J. Block as Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard, rehearsal footage.
You know, with this Kennedy Center production and Miss Stephanie doing her beautiful, beautiful thing out there, I really am realizing that I have no idea what the plot to Sunset Boulevard is.
Y'all, I'm back! Well, just for this episode. My concluding one. It's been a ton of fun. This thing I started during the height of the pandemic as a way to connect with others and feel creative again became something more special than I possibly could have ever imagined. One of the bright spots was connecting with so many of you out there in the dark. I've received so many heartfelt emails about how this show connected with people. Here's one of my favorites. Be warned, it has some language. So, I'm incredibly, pathologically, horrifyingly judgmental. I hate most everything. I don't go to a lot of shows because I hate being angered by things I think should have been fixed, writing that is shitty, acting that rings false. Your show is a fucking delight. So well-researched, formatted, paced, and I cannot stress this enough. Well-written. I'm a board-certified introvert and misanthrope. I don't reach out to people to say good job. Yet, here I am, here to say bravo. Amazing fucking job. From one misanthrope to another, if that's not a compliment, I don't know what is. I've also had a lot of friends and family members who don't even like musicals, let alone even knowing what Sunset is, tell me how much this podcast connected with them. So that's been pretty cool. The question I keep getting over and over is, what's next? When is the next episode? Is the Sunset Project done? I didn't really have an answer. But now, I think I do. And the driver behind that was this week, when I took a 24-hour trip from Chicago to seat K-115 in the Eisenhower Theater at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. The reason for this whirlwind trip? An 8-performance run of Sunset Boulevard, starring the great Stephanie J. Block. Episode 17. Conclusion. Now, the moment I heard about this production months ago, I knew I couldn't miss it. But then I had to go and get cast in the show. A total last-minute audition. And only after I was cast and was a few weeks into rehearsal, I realized, oh wait, the final weekend of our shows overlaps with this production. I was heartbroken. My lack of planning and lack of impulse control resulted in me missing this thing I was so looking forward to. But then I noticed the first performance was on a Wednesday. And I could, in theory, fly in, see it, and fly back for my final weekend of shows. And I did. And it was crazy. but so worth it. I encourage all of you to follow your joy. Let's talk about why this production, despite it being a quick-turn 8-performance run, was so special. This Sunset not only had a kick-ass leading lady performance, which we'll get into, and a 20-piece orchestra, but most importantly, it had a point of view. And that point of view was delivered by up-and-coming director Sammy Canold. Sammy is a woman, which is very important to note. As I've said in past episodes, Sunset is a complex property and that it tells the story of an aging woman in Hollywood cast aside by, well, the patriarchy and misogyny. However, the creators of that story have primarily been all men. Hell, the narrator of the show is typically a white, 20-something cisgendered male. Norma's story is filtered through their perspectives. Having a female director at the helm is really critical. Having a female director at the helm is so critical. Another layer that makes this production such a landmark, Sammy was chosen by Block. Yes, Block was the main driver for this production even happening. She campaigned to do the show with her in the lead, and she wanted to have a strong, female-first point of view. She met with many directors, and this is what she had to say about Sammy.
I'd like to create it. I met with Sammy, and this is why I chose her. In choosing directors, first of all, I wanted a female director. I think that point of view and that sensibility was just going to help this storytelling. And then when I heard Sammy's age, I was like, oh, no, she's not going to know what this plight is or what this story is. But I chatted with her, and she was so remarkable, grounded, smart. And at a certain point, I was like, I thought you were perhaps going to be too young. And she goes, and that's ageism, which is the same story as Norma. It's just turned. And at that moment, I was like, and you're hired. Because she was thinking and looking at things in a different way that even I wasn't looking and thinking.
All these elements combined strengthened the show, as it helped navigate the tricky underpinnings of Norma typically being portrayed as some pathetic creature ensconced in her rococo living room, a female phantom of the opera, as it were. Rather, in this production, Norma is a quick-thinking, vibrant woman who doesn't have the resources to realize her potential. Now, all of that makes it sound like this production took itself way too seriously. Quite the contrary. It was full of dry wit and lightness. Leaning into the humanity of the story versus the melodrama made it not only more harrowing, but more humorous. Block's Norma is both charming and funny. Not in an inappropriate way, but grounded in the moment. She's clear-headed, pragmatic even, with a singular vision to make her return. And the humor stems from that. They also understood the assignment that there is a camp factor here. Block knows how to wear a costume and find her light. She basks in the applause and takes a beat to make a point. She reminds us that while her Norma is a human, she's also a star. And stars know how to command and demand attention. Also, I'm sure at this point there are like 20 audio slime tutorials out there. But her vocal performance exceeded my high expectations. Block is known for her belt.
The only thing that's breaking up is my family, but me, I'm breaking down.
But she didn't just belt this thing. She treated it as a grand opera, with belt moments finely peppered in. Her legit upper register was grandly showcased, to my great delight. And for those asking, this was in the Glen Keys. I believe that's the licensed score that you can get right now. Which worked for me. Though I would have loved to have heard With One Look without the modulation, but at this point that key change is really part of the show's DNA. So the balancing of all those elements, truthfulness, camp, perspective, vocals, humanity, humor, was a masterclass in storytelling. Another aha moment made clear in this production is that if Norma were alive in the past 15 years or so, she could have transitioned into an adjacent career, such as a producer or director. Canold found moments where Block's Norma literally blocks a scene. Namely, the final Salome moment, rather than doing the ribbon dance at the end, Norma frantically runs around her living room, pushing reporters and policemen into position for the shot. She has a vision, and she's going to realize it. Max is merely there to facilitate the moment. And that made this production, for me, such a triumph and a tragedy. And it reminded me of the narrative thread that I hope I've pulled throughout this podcast. When you push away the floating mansion, the orchestrations, and the gilded turbans, it's really a story about a woman navigating a society that's designed to make her fail. And the men who are pulling all the strings are either gaslighting her or enabling her to meet her fate. And while that's all happening on stage, behind the scenes, similar themes. Patty, Faye, Linda, Diane, Deborah all endured major professional and personal struggles related to the show because the men in power told them they were less than. They weren't worthy. This production at the Kennedy Center, spearheaded by two blazing women in the industry, Block and Canold, gives me hope that we can break that cycle, one show at a time. Thank you for joining me on The Sunset Project.